This is JIS News. Coming up, Cabinet receives update on the status of negotiations with the IMF. JDF and United States Coast Guards partner to locate more vessels carrying Haitians. And Foreign Affairs Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson pledges to maintain ties with developing countries to promote technical and economic cooperation. Details after this message.
Help the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, to serve you better. Put your garbage in well-secured bags or bins and leave them on the outside of your property for your next collection. Call the NSWMA toll-free at 1-888-253-2652 or visit nswma.gov.jm for additional waste management tips.
Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
Now the news. Cabinet has received an update on the status of the government's negotiations with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, following the arrival of the IMF staff mission to Jamaica on Tuesday. During a Jamaica House briefing on Wednesday, Minister of Information, Senator Sandria Faulkner, said the government will seek to obtain a staff-level agreement regarding the letter of intent for Jamaica during the course of the visit.
It is hoped that the mission will result in a staff-level agreement regarding the letter of intent for Jamaica. It will form the basis of Jamaica's submission to the IMF board for the approval of a four-year extended fund facility at the earliest possible time following the completion of prior actions to be agreed on.
Minister Faulkner says the government has done all that is appropriate on its end to move the negotiations forward. She adds that at an appropriate time, Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips will provide a further update on the progress of the negotiations. The IMF team, headed by Jan Kees Martin, will be on the island until February 15. The Jamaica Defense Force Coast Guard is patrolling Jamaican waters in search of eight other vessels with Haitians aboard. The vessels left Haiti at the same time as the boat which landed in Portland on Tuesday, carrying 25 Haitians. Speaking at a Jamaica House briefing Wednesday, Deputy Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Richard Thompson, said the JDF is partnering with the United States Coast Guard in the effort to locate the vessels.
Given that the information coming out of Haiti was that actually nine boats had left the shores of Haiti. One ended up in the Jamaican waters, and the Jamaica Defense Force, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard, was conducting operations yesterday trying to find the other vessels.
The group of Haitians, 16 males, 2 females, and 7 children, are being housed at the Port Antonio Seventh-day Adventist Church. In the meantime, discussions involving the Ministry of National Security and the Jamaica Defense Force are advanced with a view to repatriating the Haitians within the shortest possible time. Deputy Director General of ODPEM Richard Thompson says it is costing the country $45,000 per day to provide food and shelter for the 25 Haitians.
Given the convention that we have signed onto, we have to ensure that they are safe and that they are taken care of, their medical needs are taken care of, and then we do the necessary negotiation or discussion between Jamaica and Haiti and make the transportation arrangement to get them back. We normally do transportation using the Jamaica Defense Force Coast Guard to take them back to Haiti. So that process is not a quick process, but what we try to do is ensure that it is speedily dealt with.
Mr. Thompson adds that the Haitians have been screened by personnel from the Ministry of Health and results indicate no health concerns at this time. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, says Jamaica will continue to promote technical and economic cooperation with developing countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Additionally, relationships with traditional partners such as Canada, the United States, United Kingdom, Japan, and the European Union will be strengthened.
I'm pleased that this year we expect to embark on new eras of cooperation with Botswana, including through the inauguration of the Jamaica-Botswana Joint Commission, thus expanding our cooperation with Southern Africa.
Minister Nicholson was addressing members of the Diplomatic Corps at Jamaica House recently as part of activities to mark Diplomatic Week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.